episode 593, Opportunity for Great Joy.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Good day, sweet ladies. Happy day. How are you? I hope you are having a marvelous week. I know mine is quite busy. The kids are beginning to get into their routine. Yes, school has started. It's a fresh start. It's a new school year. Woo, let's raise the roof. Maybe you're getting ready to go back to school. Classes are starting for you. Maybe you're getting ready in your business and you're about to launch it. Maybe you're no longer in the corporate world. Wherever you are in your walk of life, there's an opportunity for great joy. When life tests you, it seems all the misfortunes are in your path, but there's opportunity for great joy. Maybe you're feeling a little bummed out. You wish that you felt better. Just things don't seem right. You're a little off. Whatever it is, there's opportunity for great joy. Your stumbles and struggles and troubles only delay the joy that is around the corner. And you're saying, Christiane, there's no way that there's joy around the corner. No way. You don't know what I'm going through. Well, you're right. I may not know the details of your misfortunes, but they don't have to be a misfortune. They may be pauses. Pauses to remind you of how blessed you are. Maybe you went grocery shopping and you inserted your debit card and you put it in, you got a new chip and it's declined. And you're like, wait a minute, I know there's money in there. You just went shopping, you have, you know, a week's worth of groceries in your cart, and you try it again, and it still doesn't work. And, you know, you feel a little bit embarrassed because there's a couple people behind you, and you're like, but I know there's stuff in there. You don't have your checkbook to pay for it. What do? And you begin to get flustered. Anxiety sets in, and you're like, why me, Lord? What is this? I'm flustered. So you have to pull over to the side. And in actuality, in the end, it all works out. You call the bank. It's all fine. No big deal. Something happened. But for about 5 to 10 minutes of your life, you were like non-existent. You were so mad at what was going on. This inconvenience of this card you're trying to pay for groceries. But you know what? This misfortune here could actually be a reminder that how blessed you are. You were able to drive to the grocery store. Not have to take a bus. You had gas in your car. You actually were able to go and shop. You're healthy enough. You could walk around. You could choose and pick exactly what you want to eat and feed your family. You had choices. And then when it came time for payment, well, you knew there was money there, but for some reason there was a glitch. But guess what? The glitch was fixed. Sometimes those misfortunes are simply reminders. They're pauses. Maybe it's a pause for you because you're shifting directions. God's saying, I don't want you going down that path. You need to go this way. And so sometimes he's sending you signals going, hello, green light over here. I put the red light over here and you're not listening. So what does he do? He's got to close doors. He's got to shut the road down. And we don't always like that, do we? Because it's a detour. We don't like taking detours. It adds more time. Don't you understand that I have a plan? And God's saying, don't you understand that I am the plan? Maybe they're simply pauses because they're drawing you closer to your husband. Maybe it's to draw you closer to your children. Maybe it's to draw you closer in relation to what you're supposed to be doing within your job. Maybe you're changing jobs. And so, you know, for whatever reason, you've got a little hiccup here and it's not working out exactly right. But in actuality, it's going to lead you somewhere. Or maybe it's to draw you closer to God. You see, for me personally, that's what God did to me. Oh, man, it was a major earthquake. He stripped everything from me in my tornado. Why? Well, because he was trying to do all those detours. And you see, I thought I had everything under control. I knew what everybody expected of me, both earthly and heavenly. I knew exactly what God wanted planned. Yeah, for my life. I knew it. But God said, uh-uh, sweetheart, I am your plan. You need to pay attention to me. And so my life came to a screeching halt. And he had to really wake me up and shake me, and oh boy, did he. But he did draw me closer to him. And some people will ask me, well, would you change anything that you went through? And I said, if I changed what I went through, would I be here today? The answer is no. So therefore, would I change anything? No. Opportunity for great joy. James 1, verses 2 through 3 says this, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. Train for life. Love your journey. Your struggles, your stumbles, your troubles are strength training for life. You are building endurance. This is where you flex your faith muscles. And sometimes that faith muscle may be weak. And that struggle is actually your resistance. It's your weight. It's getting you into shape. You see, God is shaping you in the mind, the body, and the spirit. Even in the misfortunes of life, when you're not even getting what you want, he's shaping you. He's right there. But we like to just kind of complain, don't we? We get into our own mode and we sit there and go, well, why can't it just be easier? I mean, come on, I've worked so hard. I went to school for 27 plus years and this is what I get. Are you serious? I'm kind of done. And we cop an attitude. Maybe our ego sets in. Maybe we think we know it all. We try to control because that's what moms do best. That's what women do best. Why? Because, well, we have to control, right? We have to control the hubby. We have to control the kid, the children. We have to control the puppy dog. And we even try to control things that we're not supposed to control. But even in all of that chaos, that craziness, the ups and downs, that mountain that we don't seem like we're ever getting to the top, there's still opportunity for great joy. Nothing is impossible. You might be climbing a mountain right now. Today, you've been struggling now for the past 2 months. And all of a sudden, you're like, I'm done. I am so finished. I can't do this anymore. I don't have the willpower. I don't have the strength. Are you trying to flex your own muscle? Or are you flexing your faith muscle? Are you building the endurance that God can give you so that you can sustain life with amazing heavenly energy? Or are you relying on your own earthly strength? Because I'm telling you, girlfriend, if you're relying on your own earthly strength, you are not going to get to where you want to go. That passion and purpose and presence of your life will not exist if you do not work and flex your faith muscle. God wants to be there for you. I know it's tough. Every day is tough, and our circumstances may be different. But when you're in the circumstances and you're wearing those shoes, it's tough. It doesn't matter what it is that you're going through. And sometimes you feel maybe that prayer isn't even working. You're like, gosh, Christiane, if I get on my knees any longer, I just don't know how I'm going to get there. There's still opportunity for great joy. God is right next to you. Nothing is impossible. Where are you today in your journey? Where are you on that mountain? I know that mountain is not smooth. There are tough ridges that are going to hurt you. They're going to cut you. They're going to trip over them. They may actually stop you in your tracks for a while. But then there's going to be times where it's like, oh my gosh, this is so easy. This feels so good. I love this feeling. Can I just have this life for the rest of my life? Let's stay right here where I am. And then all of a sudden, what? You're like, okay, really? Just when I thought everything was peaceful and perfect, and now this happens. I mean, seriously, nothing is impossible. The mountain, it's not about that big mountain. It's not about how many ridges you come close to or fall off of and have to get up from, because God's carrying you. But what God is saying is, you know what? You got to trust me, and you got to learn to flex your faith muscle. You got to build endurance. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow you. This race that you're running is a marathon. It's not a sprint. You still have many, many days, months, years ahead of you. Don't slow down now. Don't shut your dream down just because you fell off a cliff. Simply get back up and flex that faith muscle. God's right there. All you have to do is turn to him. He's saying, I have your opportunity for great joy. I carry it for you. You see, those passions that are within you, those dreams that you have, those goals that you set, you see, those dreams are seeds that are already within you. God has given them to you. They're your blessing from him. Wow. That is amazing. Try to really comprehend that. He has given you the opportunity for great joy because he has planted within you your dreams, your passions, and your purpose. And it's up to you to decide where your presence fits in. You can be anything you want to be. Nothing is impossible. So where are you in your walk? Where are you on that mountaintop? Or maybe you feel like you're stuck in a valley. Or remember, this is a fresh new start. Autumn is around the corner. Cooler weather, at least in my area, is going to be setting in. Hopefully not too soon on the cold weather, because I really like the fall season. I love to see the colorful changes of the leaves. It's just gorgeous. So I'm not rushing into snow or ice by any means. But this is a fresh start. This is a time for you to really dig in, figure out that routine. Yes, your kids are going off to school. Maybe you're starting a new opportunity for yourself, but you know what? There's something bigger than what you're starting right now that's in front of you. It's in your heart. You have an opportunity for great joy. Go out and create your now. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.